Hello there, Bernie Miklas with you. Hope you're doing all right on this Monday. We start a new week on the Bernie Miklas Show here on YouTube. It is a very interesting time. The Cardinals are trying to put together this extreme jigsaw puzzle of a team. They're not really trying to win, not going all out to win, because they haven't brought in a major league player from the outside all offseason, haven't spent a dollar on a major league free agent all offseason. But they're definitely trying to avoid a losing season. They don't want to stink, so they're going to try to, well, they're going to be in that mosaic middle, hoping to catch fire and have a big surprise from a bunch of players. We'll see how it goes. What, I got an open mind about it. But after promising a reset season that really never was and still isn't a reset season, and then replacing that word reset with quote, runway, now it's transition, the Cardinals seem to be more confused than their devoted fan base. I don't know about the Cardinals. Maybe they're not confused. Maybe we're the ones confused. It's kind of hard. I guess the word incoherent probably applies. Meanwhile, we're in the middle of this exhausting mosaic marathon that's still going on and staggering to the finish line, if you will. You had a situation where basically over the weekend, franchise icons Albert Pujols and Yadier Molina are out there campaigning for a manager's job. For the purpose of this video, and I have a reason, I'm going to focus on Pujols simply because there was a really, really big and interesting story over the weekend, and it's been on my mind. So I was prepared to do a video about this. And I'm not at all trying to slight Yadier Molina, but when I was planning this video and charting it all out and everything else, I was not aware of his interview with Katie Wu, The Athletic, that dropped, that got put online on Monday morning. I just hadn't gotten to it yet. Katie Wu, The Athletic, wrote it. I have a lot of respect for her, and I thought it was an excellent interview. So go to The Athletic to read the Yadier Molina interview with Katie Wu, and then I will address Molina separately in another video. I just think it makes more sense at this time, although I'm going to mention him. You'll hear me in this one. So anyway, let's get back to Pujols. He made waves over the weekend. He restated his strong desire to manage in the majors when his opportunity comes along. What he said this year, somebody, you know, fires a manager, maybe this year, maybe before 2026. In a really compelling story written by my friend Bob Nightingale, the USA Today baseball writer/columnist, Pujols said, and I quote, "For me, I've always been serious about everything I do in this game. Now I'm serious about managing. This game has done so much for me, and now I want to give back. I'm ready," is what he said. See, well, people say, well, why are you doing this now? The reason I'm doing this now, because I've talked about Pujols a few times this offseason, is because this story was different, because there was a lot of prominent voices in the story who endorsed Pujols in his quest to become a manager. I don't want to mention them all, but you know, I'm going to quote Tony La Russa from that story. And you can just read Nightingale's entire piece, which I thought was excellent. And so you have some prominent voices stepping up to say, yeah, he's going to be a great manager. Tony La Russa, who managed Pujols for 11 seasons in St. Louis, and the young Pujols was always in Tony La Russa's office asking him questions about strategy, putting a bullpen together. What do you do in this situation? Why did you do that in that situation? I mean, he went to class with Tony La Russa for 11 years. Tony La Russa, who was visiting the Angels camp out in Arizona, said, quote, "He's ready and he's going to be great. You talk about integrity. You talk about his IQ. You talk about his discipline. I call him APP," La Russa said. APP? Yeah. Albert Perfect Pujols. That's Tony. When a guy has that much to offer, and it has so much love for the game, when that guy has so much to offer and has so much love for the game benefits when he wants to stay active and share. Sorry, I hesitated a little bit. I thought maybe there's a little glitch in the recording. I guess I'll find out after this, right? But it was a minor thing. So if you lost me there for a couple seconds, welcome back. And I did repeat what I was saying when I noticed maybe perhaps something was on the fritz. Another voice in the Bob Nightingale story was Mike Shildt, the Padres manager, who first got to know Pujols in 2005. That's when Shildt started going to spring training camps with the Cardinals as a coach and a manager in the minor leagues, 2005 through 2011. Mike Shildt said, quote, "I truly believe he's going to be a tremendous asset to any organization. A lot about managing is caring about people, and Albert does that. He has such attention to detail. He's very clear in his messaging. A very principled guy with a great reputation. Really, Mike Schilt concluded, he's almost out of central casting for a manager. In his role as a visiting coach, it's an annual thing he does with the Los Angeles Angels. He goes to spring training and he works with the players. He has meetings and talks to them about baseball. Well, in Nightingale's story, he talked about how Pujols held a 45-minute talk with the team's hitters, but it wasn't just the hitters, as it turned out. Everybody wanted to hear what Albert had to say, so the pitchers kind of invited themselves into that too. La Russa couldn't resist. He went into the meeting room in the back to listen, and there were other people there as well. It became quite an event. As Bob Nightingale wrote, and I quote, just hearing Pujols' introductory speech to this array of talent could be worthy of a documentary. The Angels players are still raving about Pujols' meeting with their hitters. And one of the guys in that meeting was Mike Trout, who needs no introduction. This is what he told Bob Nightingale, quote, it was so good. He talked about approach, preparation, routine, how important it is to carry that routine out for a guy with all of that knowledge and being in the trenches for that long and being on teams that won. It was great to hear his message. I think he is going to be a great, great manager. That's Mike Trout. So the meeting story got to me because in explaining why the speech to the Angels hitters and players was so effective, Pujols told Nightingale that it was like a collection of knowledge that he had gathered or he had absorbed from all of his seasons with the Cardinals and listening to stories. When they came into the minor league, or I should say spring training clubhouse every spring while they still could, talking about Stan Musial, Bob Gibson, Lou Brock, Red Shaney, George Kissel, Mike Shannon, and other franchise dignitaries. Their words made a lasting impression on Albert Pujols, and that this is the thing. He carries that impact. He carries those lessons forward. It's almost like you would call a sacred tradition with him. And it goes with him wherever he's going to go. Like, in other words, the whole Cardinal way part in the original form and in the pure form is a big part of what Albert Pujols is. And Pujols said accordingly, talking about all the guys he learned from, you know, I just gave you the names, some of the great names in Cardinals history. Pujols said, quote, now I have the responsibility to help these young players. That's my job. I need to share the same knowledge. I told Angels players, you see how much passion comes out of me talking to you guys? It's because I was taught by so many other great players before me. They opened that path and helped me to get where I am today. So that's Albert Pujols talking about his St. Louis roots and all the great players that took their time to go out of their way to visit Cardinals teams for, oh my gosh, for decades and try to impart their wisdom. That is Pujols' DNA, and that's pretty powerful stuff, you ask me. As soon as I read this Pujols story, I reached for my smartphone, and I typed out an instant reaction. I mean, it was like a stream of consciousness, and I'm going to share it with you. It's been barely edited. So this is what I did when I read the story, and I started typing. The Cardinals have to be alert here. If the Cardinals are casual and cool and passive about this, then Pujols are going to he'll wind up managing someone else. And his franchise will be damaged again, this time maybe in a more serious way. It probably will take a long time to recover from it. The Nightingale piece was very powerful. It's going to be noticed by people who run baseball teams, who own baseball teams, and an opportunistic GM or owner will jump on this opportunity. I think it's reasonable to believe, for example, the Angels will be one of those teams. Their general manager was quoted extensively. Talking about the virtues and the value of Albert Pujols. Of course, the ideal spot for Pujols is St. Louis for reasons that no one really needs to explain. This is the team that drafted him in the 13th round. After all the other teams passed on him, I always laugh when I read this again. All the other teams had passed on him, including the Cardinals, the first 401 picks in that draft. And St. Louis is where he became an all-star, a three-time MVP, a two-time World Series champion, one of the greatest players in the history of the game. And he built his Hall of Fame career in St. Louis. Cardinals fans love Albert Pujols more than he's loved in any major league market, probably more than he's loved anywhere except the Dominican Republic, especially after he led Escogido not only to the Winter League championship, but also took them to the Caribbean series and won that as well. Pujols, St. Louis homecoming in 2022, the farewell season, I have said it before, was an extraordinary experience in every way. There were no hard feelings lingering about Pujols because he signed that free agent contract with the Angels after the 2011 season. Oh, there might be some whiners because they whine about everything. But in 2022, Pujols wanted to close the circle. He wanted to return back to his family. He wanted to return back to the franchise that meant the most to him. So it worked out great. He became a Cardinal again. It was a wonderful way to end his career. He had a great year. It was just a beautiful, beautiful thing. And St. Louis would be the ideal place for Pujols to begin his managerial career. And I know they have a manager. Okay, how many times we got to say this? This goes above any other manager that's in the seat. It's nothing personal against Ali Marmol. This is a really... Wow, what's the word? It's an awkward time for the Cardinals in terms of like they're kind of losing their smarts. They've lost their way. They've lost their formula for winning and having sustained success. And they're losing fans. They're losing prestige within the game. So this has nothing to do with who's the manager now, no matter who that guy would be, but especially if he was a young manager. It has nothing to do with that. Like I said, it transcends the position of Cardinals manager, no matter who holds it at this moment in time. See, this franchise should be desperate to restore a winning culture, a championship culture, and should be desperate to be taken seriously again. They've just been getting ridiculed and ripped all off season and basically for 3 years in a row. This franchise, well, I should say, yeah, 23, 24, and then this off season. This franchise is desperate to have the fan base uplifted, fired up, and fall in love with Cardinals baseball again. Except the people that run the franchise, other than bringing Chaim Bloom in for a fresh start, which is very welcome, they don't know how to do this. They don't know how to get the fans back. And we could all talk about what they have to do, but that's another video for another time. Most Cardinals fans would love to be excited about something, to get fired up about something, because this franchise right now does not have a great presence. I'm sorry. I'm talking about players. I'm talking about upstairs. I'm talking about managers, coaches. It's no offense to anyone, but Cardinals fans, I believe, want to rally around a great presence that reminds them of how great this franchise was and how great it should be again. They don't have a great presence now, not one, not even close. And think about it in those terms now. This franchise loves to celebrate its illustrious history, and it's one of the most meaningful parts about the St. Louis Cardinals. It's one that I truly love. But let's be honest here. This has been trending in a way that's becoming hokey. All of these bobblehead nights, various sideshows, Adam Wainwright giving a post-game country music concert. I mean, it's like anything they can do to kind of tap that vein of Cardinals greatness, right? Even if it means giving away promotional products. They haul out popular former Cardinals for just about any reason. There's a circus aspect to this, right? And I do appreciate all of those men that come back and spend time with the fans. That's not really the point. But this thing is, this it's just become a nostalgia kick just for the sake of nostalgia. If the Cardinals want to honor and celebrate their history, they want to connect the current and the future to the iconic past, well, all you got to do is read the Nightingale story and the part where Pujols, again, talks about what it was like to be a Cardinals player and listening to all those franchise immortals and what it meant in shaping him as a young Cardinal. And now he wants to do the same for other young players. And he did that with the young players he managed in the Dominican Republic. See, the Cardinals have lost that. You can have all the bobblehead days, promotional giveaways that you want, but the sad fact is this franchise has lost many of the legendary men that carried that flame from generation to generation through the decades. And again, it's not a complete list, but it stands out to me as Stan the Man, Gibby, Brock, Red, Whitey, George Kissel, and several others we could mention. And now here along comes Pujols. Not only will he become, in my opinion, a great manager because he has all the characteristics you're looking for, but specifically with the Cardinals, he would bring something truly unique to this franchise. He would be living history. You know, you hear about living museums. What does that mean? Well, living history with Albert Pujols, who's only 45 years old, living history means that he's got all of that history in him. He's got all of these reference points, all of the things that should resonate with young Cardinals that are here and still to come. When you have a player who's shortlisted the greatest you've ever had, and he's still young enough to make a difference as a manager, that's living history. He's bringing it to life every day at the ballpark when he's coach, when he's managing the Cardinals in spring training, the major leagues, hopefully the postseason, whatever. And even more than that, you know, this is, he's got the energy and the knowledge and the professionalism and the determination to work at being a great manager. But man, I'm going to go back to this again briefly. This is a distinguished man in the game, and he had so much history poured into him by La Russa and Gibson and Red and Stan the Man and Brock and George Kissel and so many others. Albert Pujols, in my opinion, is the living embodiment of St. Louis Cardinals greatness. And other than the beloved Ozzie Smith and the beloved Yadier Molina, you could put them in that category. There is no one alive that represents this as much as Albert Pujols does. You need to sort of bring that back because the Cardinals have lost their greatness and they've lost their ability to figure out how they get back to being great. It's really a hard time for Cardinals baseball. Okay, virtually everything I said about Pujols in the video applies to Molina, but Yadier Molina doesn't appear to have the same timetable as Pujols. Albert wants to manage basically as soon as possible, but he better be careful and not take a bad job. He better go somewhere where people love him and know him and respect him enough to, if there are any managerial growing pains. And more on that later. People said, listen, we know who Albert Pujols is. We know how smart he is. We know how dedicated he is. We know how much he loves the Cardinals. You know, it gives a guy like that a little wiggle room as he continues to grow into the job. In the interview with Wu, Molina said his priority right now is his family. More on that later. But Molina definitely wants to manage. In fact, he even said, I'd manage the Chicago Cubs if they asked me. I'm sure some Cardinals fans will laugh at that. Some might even be bothered by it. But just remember the broader point he's making. I want to manage. That's basically what he's saying. So let's get back to Pujols. All right. It's inconceivable to me that Cardinals chairman Bill DeWitt would stand by and do nothing as the rich, all of that rich and remarkable history that's embedded deep in Albert Pujols walks to another franchise and another clubhouse to impart all of that wisdom, all that he's learned, all that stuff that Gibson and Musial and La Russa and Red and Brock poured into him. The value of that stuff is incalculable. I can't fathom that Bill DeWitt would let him take that. In effect, take the Cardinal way, the virtuous definition of Cardinal way, which is teaching, instruction, high standards. Here's how you play the game, and this is what it means because you're representing this franchise as one of the great crown jewels in American sports. See, you can't, if someone wants to manage your team that's got where the Cardinals are in his DNA, in his blood, he was like raised in this game by some of the great Cardinals players. And he wasn't just like, oh, it was cool, you know, Stan the Man came by. Oh, that was cool. No, he just sat there and soaked it all in, and he soaked it all in, and he absorbed it for years and years and years. You can't let him take that to some other franchise in a way where he is going to be making a generation of players better, teaching them the right way, teaching them the lessons are the most important. You need that here. And I can't believe Bill DeWitt would let that happen. See, the Cardinals let Pujols go once before, and I don't blame them for that. If you think about it, you know, he was about to enter the downside of his career, and it would have been really tough for him in St. Louis because there was no DH up until the final year in 2022. And so as he started to decline as a player, they would have been paying him, gosh, what was his contract? $25-27 million a year, which, again, it's not all that much now, but think about it. So the Cardinals were able to recover from the parting of the ways. But he came back. He had a homecoming that was just absolutely magnificent, splendid in every way in 2022. Like I said, he closed the circle. He went back to the family. And this is different than leaving as a player, right? And there was a little bad blood at the time between Albert and the Cardinals management, right? So if he goes to another place to manage, you let him get away again. But this time, to me, it would be a lot more damage, because if he goes somewhere else where the Cardinals basically snub him, this franchise is going to suffer widespread ridicule. They'll be mocked, and people are talking about how clueless they are. And it's like, what happened to the Cardinals? It's amazing to see this franchise just fall apart like this, where they don't even understand the greatness of their own guy, Albert Pujols. Listen, and again, I want to repeat this. This has got nothing to do with Ollie Marmol. I like him personally. This has nothing to do with who is the manager of the Cardinals today. This has everything to do about a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity and being smart enough to take advantage of that opportunity. This has everything to do with the Cardinals once again having a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to truly reestablish what it means to be a Cardinal. And Pujols is absolutely the right man to instill that sense of duty and obligation, the what is expected here before they let it all apart and let the standards slip. What was expected here, most notably under the Tony La Russa years and all the great players he had who were just like him, there was no backing off, backing down, accepting disappointment. Oh, well, you know, we gave it our best shot. No. What was ingrained in those teams with Albert Pujols, Yadier Molina, Jim Edmonds, Roland, all of those guys, right? Chris Carpenter. It was a sense of obligation, a sense of duty. You know, hey, we're here to perform up to the incredibly high standards established by all of the players and managers and coaches who came before us. We don't take this lightly. And no one in this clubhouse will take this lightly. You want someone to lead young players? Oh, my goodness. Come on now. It has to be the Mang, right? It's got to be Albert Pujols. At age 82 or 83, does Bill DeWitt really want his legacy to be remembered as the chairman who didn't hesitate to bring Albert Pujols back in 2022 because it was the right thing to do, but it was also great for business? But does he really want to be remembered as the chairman who stood pat and did nothing and decided to, for example, hypothetically, decided to keep Ollie Marmol when Albert Pujols, he's not mentioning the Cardinals specifically, but Albert Pujols is made for this job. So, you know, is Bill DeWitt he wants this a part of his legacy that he stood pat with Ollie Marmol as Albert Pujols is introduced as the next manager of some other team? I mean, come on. Can we live in the real world here? Think about all the resentment and anger and frustration or disappointment, whatever words you want to use, the Cardinals fans have for Mozeliak and DeWitt. It's pretty obvious, right? And, you know, we keep saying, and people around the team keep saying, that John Mozeliak wants to go out on a positive note this year, have a winning team, exceed expectations in 2025. Well, if you want to go out on a positive note, you get in touch with Albert Pujols' agent and you see if he wants to manage your team, and you hire him as you're leaving, you hire him to manage the Cardinals. You want to go out on a positive note? I would say that's one way to do it. Chaim Bloom, I get it. I love Chaim Bloom and what he's going to do for the Cardinals. But listen, he loves baseball history. I got to believe he knows the importance of this moment. He loves the game and its history. He knows what's up. I have to believe that he understands the magnitude of hiring Pujols and what it could be, not just for the future of the team, but it's as his first major move. Chaim Bloom will always get credit for that. And if Chaim Bloom doesn't do this, look, it's his right. If he's in charge, he can pick who he wants as a manager. But if he doesn't do it and Pujols goes on somewhere else to have success, it's kind of going to be a self-inflicted wound by Chaim Bloom, right? And maybe the repercussions would stick with him for a while, unless he really does dramatically build a winning team here in St. Louis that will take the Cardinals back to where they should be, right? Now, Molina may put Major League Managing off to the side for a while. In the interview with Katie Wu, he explained that for now his priority is his son, who's 18 years old. It's his family, but his son's 18 years old. They moved the family to Austin, Texas for baseball reasons, and he's apparently developing into quite a catching prospect, the young Molina. Geez, there's a shocker, right? With all this stuff swirling, fans will take sides kind of. Well, you have the, well, no, they got to hire Molina delegation. No, they got to hire Albert delegation. And then you're going to have a lot of fans, which is cool. Anybody can think what they want, but they'll think of the scenario because I've seen it already a bunch of times. Well, you Pujols the manager and Yadi is a coach. Or conversely, Molina managing and Albert is the coach. And some people will try to nominate Adam Wainwright as a pitching coach, but you know, let's not get carried away here, okay? He's got a lot going on right now, including a huge family, a budding country music career, national broadcasting, right on down the line. This does not have to be, you know, like a situation where I'm trying to think of an oldies group. I think one time, you know, you go to the, like at the old Kiel Auditorium, I went to like the, you know, like these oldies bands, you know, Grassroots, the Monkees, Herman's Hermits, all that stuff. Yeah, I'm 66 years old. I remember those songs, right? You know, they go on these golden oldies tours. Hey, you can hire Molina or Pujols as your manager, and it's not nowhere near the same. Is like, oh man, I remember growing up in the 60s and I loved Herman's Hermits or whatever. Oh, let's go see them. You know, to think those thoughts is insulting to both of these guys. I'm just saying, let's not get too carried away with it. It's like everyone who works for the Cardinals has got to be a former player. That's all I'm saying. Personally, if the Cardinals have any inclination to change managers, Pujols and Molina should be considered separately, not viewed as a package deal. And if one of them gets a managing job here or another place, the manager would be free to hire anyone he wants to coach for him. Pujols could hire Molina. Molina could hire Pujols. Those guys would have to agree to coach rather than manage. And I've been tracking this really carefully, Pujols and Molina have made it clear that they want to manage. And I'm not sure that they want to take a coaching job first. I guess we'll find out if one of them is offered a coaching job first. And I don't think they have to take a coaching job first. I'm so tired of this lazy, stupid narrative. Before anyone starts whining again, remember that Craig Counsell didn't manage or coach a day in the minor leagues or in the majors before the Brewers hired him in 2015. The same applies to the Yankees manager, Aaron Boone. Lou Piniella retired as a player, 19 years in the big leagues, really good player, outstanding. He retired at the end of 1984. In 1986, the Yankees hired him 2 years after he retired. Not a day coaching, not a day in the minors. Straight to the manager's job. Joe Torre never coached or managed in the minors or the majors before the Mets hired him in 77. In fact, Torre was actually a player when 1977 season began, and then the team decided to fire their manager, and then they made Joe Torre the player manager in May of that season. So, again, let's suspend with the nonsense, okay? Let's suspend with the absolute nonsense. Just because everyone's been spewing this nonsense for years and years and years, don't believe it, because there are many examples of people that go right into a managing job without having just years and years and years of experience. The American League Manager of the Year, Stephen Vogt last year. What? Where did he manage? Anyway, and as I pointed out the other day, as for more recent times, first-time managers have been getting these big league jobs in large numbers over the last 12 years or so at least. And I mentioned the other day in a video, 21 of the 30 managers who will be running teams this year, 21 out of the 30 are first-time managers. They were either, you know, they were hired by their teams. Whatever teams hired them or brought them back to manage this year, they were brought in by those teams whenever that was, when they were first-time managers. This is a peculiar time, right, for the Cardinals and their fans. The most interesting thing going on right now, in a way, is the spectacle of two Cardinals icons, Pujols and Molina, campaigning for a managing job. They're both careful to avoid lobbying St. Louis specifically because both men do like and respect Ali Marmol. Even though they retired together after the 2022 season, Pujols and Molina are still providing good preseason entertainment for a franchise that generated no excitement at the major league level for an entire offseason. So this is a pretty good thing to follow, for me anyway, because I have no idea what's going to happen. And that's part of the entertainment. That'll do it today. I appreciate you for, as usual, for watching these videos. And thank you very much for your support of The Bernie Show here on YouTube.